not there to see me with their... Oh. Hey, hello.
Hello.
Where were you?
I was at the dentist.
Oh, I'd forgotten.
On the way, I went to the jewelry store and I sold my gold.
What do you do?
I sold my gold.
How come?
Well, I was supposed to sell them. Here. Here you are. This is for you.
It only added up to 10 million?
That's right, yes. I really didn't have the heart to sell this ring.
Oh. Well, why didn't you sell it?
I didn't have the heart to do it. I figured since I have so many memories with it, why should I sell it?
No, not at all, no. The only reason I asked is it's just I was curious since you wanted to sell it.
No, I told you I didn't have the heart. I even took it out my purse and then I changed my mind.
It's just, did you show it to the jeweler?
No, I didn't show it to him.
No.
Do you want me to go and sell it?
No.
Yes.
No
Look,
way
I've
at
changed
all.
My mind.
No,
Give it to me so
you,
I can
no.
sell it.
No way at all. It would be a shame. I mean, this is a memento. You did a good thing. We'll come up with the rest of the money. God is great.
What should I make for dinner?
Well, make whatever you like. Whatever is easiest for you. You know me. I'll eat anything. I'd even eat this if you boiled it. Hello, Fazel?
What is it?
Fazel, hello. I think I've been ruined.
Well, if you think you've been ruined, then you definitely haven't been ruined, because ruin doesn't even give you a chance. It comes crashing down on you all of a sudden.
Look, listen for a minute. She went and sold the gold. Shiva went and sold all of the gold.
Oh, no. Yes, you've been ruined.
But she didn't sell that thing. She didn't sell the ring.
Hey, No, I wish you had been ruined.
Oh, come on, don't stress me out so much. Come on. Now, is it a good or a bad thing that she didn't sell it?
It's even worse than bad. It means she's found out. Look, was she angry with you?
No, she was the same as usual. Well, then she said she's really sorry that she didn't sell the ring. She apologized a lot. Come to think of it, that was strange.
Whoa. She was making a snide remark. Shiva is really clever. She's good at making snide remarks.
Why would she say it like that? Why would she make a snide remark?
That's right. That's what she should have said. She can't go and say she went there and didn't sell it when she realized it's worthless. You really know.
No way. I don't think so. She said that she didn't have the heart to sell it.
Look, Farzad, I'm sure that Shiva's really angry with you and she wants to make you stress out to get back at you for all these years that you've been lying.
No way. She's not like that at all. She couldn't do it for even 2 seconds. She couldn't pretend for even 2 seconds. No matter what happens, whatever mistake I make, she won't let it go until she's gouged my eyes out, right that second. She has to get me.
Look, Farzad, pay careful attention to her, all right? That's the best way. Pay attention to every little thing she does and see if there's any change or not.
All right.
I'll talk with Layli over here and see what she has to say. She'll definitely be able to help.
All right. Thank you very much. Thank you so much.
Yes, Farzad. Farzad, pay attention to the smallest and most minuscule things that Shiva does.
All right. Sure. If you don't have anything else to say, I'll get started on it right now.
Oh.
What is it? What's happened, Shiva dear?
Some people can make you really furious. How much of a liar can a man actually be?
Well, who said what?
This guy, for 10 years, besides his own wife, he had 2 other wives, and not only did no one find out, but the 3 women had no idea of each other's existence. Can you believe it? Really?
What a clever little lizard he was. He's awesome, isn't he?
He's awesome.
No, I didn't mean he's awesome like that. For example, he's awesome that it's really strange he was able to keep it hidden.
It's not strange at all. You men are capable of doing anything.
No, it's not the way that you're saying it at all. Shiva dear, why did you say that right now?
I didn't mean anything. Don't take it seriously.
Well, no, I have to take it seriously because you must have meant something.
No, I told you I didn't mean anything. But you men generally have bad characters. Oh no.
Did it burn, Shiva dear?
No, it was about to burn. Oh, oh, oh.
Shiva dear, you know, it's been a long time since you've made Murasa Polo. Could you make some tomorrow?
No, Farzad, I'm not in the mood.
Why aren't you in the mood for it, Shiva dear?
Why do you keep saying Shiva dear, Shiva dear? What's with you? You're acting suspiciously.
Oh, no, what suspiciously? I always call you Shiva dear, Shiva dear.
Yes, sure thing.
Ma'am, Shiva dear, are you upset with me right now?
No, why would you make such a thing?
Well, I mean, I did ask you to make Murasa Polo and you said you wouldn't make it.
Well, we don't have ingredients for it. We don't have it. We don't have barberries. We don't have almond silvers or pistachio silvers.
What about if I got all the ingredients for it?
Get them. Get them and I'll make it, yes.
No, forget about it. Thank you anyway. I don't want it. If it's going to make you angry, I wanted you to make it with love and affection. That's all.
Wow, okay, all right. Buy it and I'll make it with love and affection.
No, it's all right, but thank you anyway.
Farzad, why are you acting like this? Why did you even stay home today? Why didn't you go to work? Go to work already. Gosh.
I didn't even understand at all. You know, she wasn't acting like she always does, but she didn't reveal anything either.
So what else did you want her to reveal? She asked you why you didn't go to work. That means get out of the house. I'm tired of you. Get out so I don't have to look at you.
No, you can't come to a definitive conclusion like that. Some women have a problem with their husband staying at home.
Well, I'm at home from morning till night, Lely. Do you have a problem with it?
No, not me. But some women do.
No, really. If you have a problem, well...
No, I don't.
No, Lely. Tell me if there's a problem. Tell me.
Excuse me, but we've come here to resolve my problem.
Oh, well, all right. Sorry, go ahead. What were you saying?
I say she hasn't found out because she's not the type of woman to play a role. If she'd found out, I'd be here with my suitcase in hand, not like this. I mean, all the stress is killing me. I don't know what to do. You know, I'd like to find out sooner so I can know what's going on. I'd like for her to come and say whatever bad things come out of her mouth to me so at least I'd be rid of all of the stress and all of this anxiety.
I've got an idea. We'll come to your house tonight, and we'll keep an eye on Shiva. If she's found out, we'll realise it.
Yeah, that's the best thing to do. If both of us come there, we'll quickly find out if anything's happened.
Yes, yes, that's a good idea. But what would be the reason for you to come? What's the reason for you coming?
Hey, Farzad, wanting to be together doesn't require a reason, does it?
That's right. Just say that you're feeling down and you want us all to have dinner together.
Dinner?
Yes, dinner. Don't worry about it.
Tell Shiva she doesn't need to put herself to too much trouble.
There's no reason to go to any trouble. We don't want you to go to any trouble at all.
No.
That way we'll be more comfortable.
All right, take care.
Take care of yourself.
Give my regards to the pigeons up on the roof.
Goodbye.
We'll see you later. Hello.
Hello, Aunt.
You well? I heard you had guests for dinner.
Yes, Farzad went on his own and invited Lely and Fazl over for dinner tonight.
Oh, huh. So what's the occasion?
He said he's feeling down. He wanted them to come over and cheer him up a bit.
So Farzad's still grumpy, right? He doesn't like me anymore.
Oh, why would you do such a thing?
Well, if that weren't the case, then he wouldn't have gone all the way upstairs to invite guests over. There were guests right next to him he could have invited.
Nothing's happened now. You can come too.
No way, without being invited.
Oh, well, I'm inviting you now. In fact, it's been a long time since we've all gathered together. We'll have a good time. Come on.
All right, we'll come. Do you have any salt?
Yes.
Oh, Aunt, hello.
Hello.
Are you sulking with me?
I like how you go on the offense so you don't have to play defense. You're the one that's sulking with me.
Come on, what a thing to say.
Well, I'm telling the truth. You're really being cold. If I've done anything, it was for Nima's sake. Otherwise, he's your child and you can do whatever you like.
No, it's not like that at all. I think that you're just misunderstanding things.
Misunderstanding what? I just don't get it. You're the one that's being cold. You're having the party tonight and you didn't even invite us. If you don't want to have any dealings with me, just
not
go ahead and tell me.
Not at all. I didn't think that you were so sensitive. You think everything has to do with you. There's a story behind it. First of all, everything just happened all at once. How can I say? There's a reason that not too many people can be there tonight. It has to be less crowded.
So we'll ruin your gathering, right? We're not coming, so make sure to tell Shiva we're not coming.
Were you supposed to come?
We were supposed to, but we're not coming now. You can rest assured we won't ruin your gathering.
No, come on. You're very precious to us. You mean the world to us. A house is your house. There's something that I need to explain
That's
to you.
That's not necessary, sir.
No.
No,
it's
sir,
because
I got it.
Want
All right,
hard
just
feelings.
Let it go.
No, I don't want there to be any hard feelings, and that's why I have to explain
that's
it to you.
That's not necessary.
No, yes, just hold on a minute.
Oh, man.
Just give me a second to explain it to you. Hold on a minute. Just hold on.
But what were you thinking that you did such a thing? Come on.
The truth is, I don't even remember what I was thinking 9 years ago that I did such a thing. But what's important to me is right now. I mean, right now. It's important to me that Shiva doesn't get upset, and that's why I'm asking you to help me out.
But what help can I really be?
Well, I mean, if you take the trouble to find out if Shiva is angry at me or not, that would be really great for me.
Now, let's suppose we find out if she's found out or not. Then what?
Well, no, I mean, if she's found out, and without her finding out, that I found out, that she's found out, then I'll confess it somehow and make it up to her.
Mm-hmm. And what if we find out she hasn't found out?
Well, no, then, if she hasn't found out, then without her finding out that I found out that she hasn't found out, I'll go and confess and somehow make it up to her, and I'll be rid of all the stress and anxiety.
Ah, so regardless, in both cases, you'll go and confess and make it up to her. Is that right?
Oh, good. Good job. You really said it well.
The only difference is that if you find out she hasn't found out, your anxiety will be gone.
Wow, you understand it very well.
Yes. And this way, with complete self-confidence, you'll go and confess and make it up to her. Hey.
Oh, wow. Good job. You're amazing. You really get it so well, and you hit the bullseye. If I knew, I would have consulted with you right from the start. Things would have gone ahead much better than it did.
Uh-huh.
Now, with this clarification, all of my hopes are resting with you. Do you understand that?
I know. Fresh herbs. What great herbs. Everything's all set over here.
Come on, let me play with it too.
Leave me alone.
Sit down.
So you've told everyone, right?
No, I just told Aunt.
Well, then you've told everyone.
Huh?
Mm-hmm.
If we're all together, we can help each other out better. Five pairs of eyes are much better than two pairs, huh?
What the hell are you talking about? If Shiva finds out later that everyone knew except for her, do you know how angry she'll get?
Oh, instead of helping me, you keep trying to scare me. You keep stressing me out. Just pay attention to Shiva.
You're right. Get up and hang around her a little bit, and then from a distance, I'll be watching every little thing that she does.
Yes.
It's done.
Oh, yes. I feel really excited right now.
It's the adrenaline when it's secreted. Yeah, you're right. Why am I telling you?
Yes, you're not paying attention.
So from over here, I can analyze every little thing she does and then tell you. Don't knock it over.
What do you want?
I hope you're well, ma'am.
Farzal, dear.
Children, take those dishes and put them on the table.
Yes. Let's go and put the dishes
Farzal,
out.
Farzal, dear, clear up the table so we can bring the dishes, please. Come on.
I'm taking
what
this one.
No.
Give it here.
Should I take these?
Take that one.
Put this over here.
And put this over
here.
Here
you are. Yes.
This over there.
Hey, Sharam, take this.
Give it here.
Here you are. Well, clear these away.
Do you know how? Do you even know how?
You're so lazy.
Are you the only one that knows what he's doing? Here, come here.
This is going to fall. All right, I'm coming.
It's really delicious.
Hope you enjoy it.
It's really delicious.
It's really great.
I thought you were making rice and green beans because you were cleaning green beans.
That's for tomorrow. When I make it, I'll invite you. I'll invite
you
over.
Thank you very
much. You could smell the gourmet sabzi throughout the entire building.
Shiva, dear.
Yes?
Will you pass the Duke?
Why are you giving orders? Bring it yourself. What's with you? Why do you all keep looking at me today? What?
No, wait, not at all.
Help yourselves, help yourselves.
Not at all.
Yes.
Go ahead.
No one's touched the salad yet. You must have some.
Thank you very much.
I knew you liked gourmet subs.
Shiva, dear?
Yes.
Were you satisfied with my help today?
Yes, I was satisfied.
Help yourselves.
Help yourselves. Dad, I don't think Mom found out.
Sit down.
Should I give you some?
What would you like, son? What should I give you?
Give me some Duke.
Duke.
Yeah, this one's full over here.
No, that one's mine. I drank from it.
Yeah.
No, that one's mine.
Would you like to eat salad? We didn't help you out at all. We just ate.
Goodbye.
Hold on. I'll be right there.
Goodbye.
Good night.
Thank you. Good night.
Shiva, dear, thank you. I'm really stuffed. Thank you very much.
I'll put the garbage out and I'll be right back.
Give it to me.
I'll bring it myself.
I'll take it
Fozelle,
for you.
Fozelle.
Shh, go inside.
Don't you understand? Shh. Go inside.
Come on, go inside.
Come on.
She hasn't found out.
Wasting time.
Wait.
What do you base that on? If she found out, we would have found out. She has no idea at all.
In my opinion, she's found out because of the fact that when he was washing the dishes, she was looking at him with indignation.
No way. Whenever I wash dishes, she always looks at me with indignation. And why? Because I don't wash the dishes properly, so she has to wash them again. That's why. Look, I'm certain she hasn't found out.
Wash the dishes then. Don't do it. Look, who says she's found out and who says she hasn't found out?
I say she hasn't found out.
I say she's found out.
She hasn't found out.
No. Me and Aunt and Lely say she hasn't found out.
Yes, we say she hasn't found out.
No, I'm telling you, there's nothing to it. We'll bet on it.
I'm in.
You say she found out and we say she hasn't found out.
Over.
Look, it's over. It's over.
No. A picnic with all of us
right here next to
the
house. Whoever agrees with Fozelle? Who agrees with Fozelle? Who agrees with Fozelle? Tell me.
I'm on Uncle Fozelle's team.
Yes, give me five.
It's just that. No. You're on the winning team, son. Whoever wins, you're with them, right?
We're going to.
I gladly say Aunt hasn't found out.
What?
What?
That the ring she has is fake.
Who told him?
No, look, son, it's absolute certainty, not absolute certitude. Absolute certainty.
No.
Man, this kid's smart. He takes after his father. He understands. Hey, listen here. No, listen to me.
What is it, darling?
Tell me, Aunt, have you found out that the ring is fake or not?
The ring? What ring?
So you haven't found out?
No, I don't know. I don't understand what you're saying.
Nothing. I'll go tell the others.
Well, we'll have to eventually ask.
What? What, should we go and ask her? If she hasn't found out, then she will.
Shh. Okay. What did you go and say?
Oh, no. He went and told her.
What did you go and say?
He takes after his mother.
But it means that we've won the bet, right?
Yes.
Can't you agree with us?
You're right.
You have to bring the kebabs.
Yes, of course.
What did you say?
I will bring the kebabs.
Absolutely. You can tell me. I will.
Tell us what you told her.
Break open the piggy banks. You lost. She's my wife. I know her. I know her so well. I know her better than anyone here because she's my wife and I told you she hadn't found out.
The ring is a fake? You mean you really gave me a fake ring for our first wedding anniversary?
I forgot to take out the garbage. It stinks so much. I'll be right back. I'll be right back, okay? I'll be right back.
Lely, we should gradually get going. It was really a great night.
It was a really good night.
Really?
We had a great
good night.
Time. Thank
good
you.
Night. Good night.
Thank you.
Good night. Good night. Good night. Good night.
Should I bring some tea, huh? Tea, huh?
If it were me, I'd never forgive my husband. What was he thinking, giving a fake ring? He should be ashamed of himself. It's too bad they gave it away too soon. The neighbors and all the relatives should have found out first, and then he could have told his wife. The things these men do sometimes.
I really loved it. I mean, I just love the bat. On my life, it's a shame for you to fight with him. If you have a bit of creativity, you could get a lot of entertainment from a husband like him. He's a really cool guy.
Tell me what I should do with you.
Are you talking to me, ma'am?
Is there anyone else besides me and you here?
No.
Well, then tell me, what should I do?
Oh, well, now, the truth is, I don't have anything in particular in mind, Shiva. But, well, in my opinion, it would be better if you didn't do anything. But on the other hand, if you don't do anything, you won't get it out of your system. And so, therefore, do whatever you like.
Farzad, aren't you ashamed of yourself?
Yes, yes. In fact, I'm really ashamed. I wish the ground would open up and swallow me whole right now. I wish I would just die, that the big trailer would just hit me and then it would just run me over.
I would get on an aeroplane. All right, already. Oh, Farzad, I really don't know what you think of me. Do you really think I'm that money hungry?
No, Shiva dear. Back then, we just started living together and I didn't know you that well. But now that I know you, well...
Farzad, after 2 years of being engaged and married for a year, you still didn't know me?
Oh, no. Yes, I knew you. I mean, I'm saying I didn't know you enough back then. And then, right now, we've been living together for 12 years since the time we got engaged, and you still don't know me well, do you? No, you don't. No, you don't. Did you really think I'd do such a stupid thing? Well, you never would have thought that I'd do such a stupid thing. I mean, look, a human being is a really complicated creature. I mean... There are some unknown aspects. There are some things in the depths of its being that not just anyone can understand, these complicated things. They're complicated, aren't they?
Farzad, you're insulting me. Do you understand that?
Yes, I understand. I told you I made a mistake and I'll never do it again. I'll never lie again.
No, I'm talking about right now.
But right now, Shiva dear, I mean, I didn't say anything, so how did
Farzad,
I insult you?
What does that mean? Everyone knew about it. I had to be the last one to find out.
Oh, well, that wasn't my fault. It's Fazel's fault.
No, it's your fault. It's exactly your fault, Farzad.
Yeah, sure.
You were betting over it.
No, that just happened all of a sudden, and it wasn't my fault. It's the fault of this damn adrenaline. But there is one thing I want to tell you, but please don't get upset. Right now, you should actually be very proud of me.
And why is that?
Many of them said that Shiva's found out, but I said with absolute certainty that Shiva had not found out. With absolute certainty. I mean, I was sure, and I said that Shiva hasn't found out. And why? It's because I knew my wife so very well. Look, Shiva, dear, I mean, I've had dealings with a lot of men, and you can't find too many of them that know their wives so well. I know you better than I know myself, and I'm saying it with absolute certainty. Or as Marzia says, with absolute certitude. I made a mistake, and forgive me, I won't ever do it again. You're proud of me now, right? No, I mean, right now, well, you've got the right not to be proud of me. I mean, right now you're angry, but I'm sure once you calm down, you'll be proud of me. I'll go so you can calm down.
This wasn't the first time that Farzad had made a mistake. But it was the first time that he was justifying what he'd done in such a childish and sweet manner. And that's the reason why I didn't have the heart to give him a hard time, especially after he described for me how excited he was when they were making the bet. Everyone makes mistakes in the beginning of their married life because they don't know their spouse that well yet. It's better if we forget about the mistakes of the past. But if Farzad makes such a mistake right now, it would be very hard for me to forgive him. Many times, Farzad's cheerfulness and the smile on his face, a single stalk of flower that he gives me, is worth more to me than a multi-million toman gift that he gives me.
دیدم یه شب تو برکه خواب دستای تو آینه و پروانه ها، روشونه تو خورشید و ما هم خونه تو، تو قلبمون بارون گرفت شهر رو به هم زدیم، تا اون ور رنگین کمون با هم قدم زدیم. تو خورشید و ما هم خونه تو،